This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Beef Association recently hosted a beef quality assurance meeting in Greenville at Donewald Distributing. The BQA coordinator for Illinois, Travis Mateer, led the meeting, and I had a chance to talk with him for a few minutes after it ended about why beef producers should find the time to participate in the program.
Beef Quality Assurance is a grassroots program that's funded by the industry. It's kind of a self-police on informing producers of best management practices and how to handle and take care of cattle in a way that's going to produce a high-quality product for our consumer. And so, as you know, even our cow-calf backgrounder feedlot producers, we're all concerned about providing a good eating experience for our consumer. We want that hamburger and steak to be the finest piece of meat that they eat. And so it all starts at the farm, and that's what Beef Quality Assurance is about.
You asked a question I thought made a great point tonight, as we had all these producers sitting in the room. You asked how many of them ate, you know, the beef that they were producing, and I think about everybody raised their hand. But just, I think, a really great statement to make, especially to the consumer that is maybe not aware of all the things that goes into raising these cattle.
Yeah, as our consumer gets a little more disconnected every day from the farm, it's important for them to realize that our farmers and ranchers and cattle producers here in Illinois, across the Midwest, and everywhere, they're eating the product that they produce. And so, especially here in Illinois, where we've got a lot of family farms that are involved in producing beef cattle, a lot of times those family farms are raising those cattle to teach their kids a way of life, respect, and how things work in the world and life. And then also to provide a healthy, safe, wholesome food source for themselves and that beef, and that's important.
Sure. Another point you made is that this is not something that's required currently for the beef industry, whereas pork producers, it is required, but could be moving towards that in the future. We know there are more regulations coming all the time.
Sure. Pork and poultry industries are a little less segmented than the beef industry, and right now beef quality assurance is not a mandatory program, and probably mostly to the fact that we're out here doing this at a voluntary level with a high level of participation anyways. Yes, our industry may be moving towards more documentation, just like any agronomic practices right now involved in agriculture is more and more documentation. And so there could be a day where beef quality assurance is mandatory to market your cattle. But right now we've got a great participation from our producers in the area with the beef quality assurance program at a volunteer level.
That was the next thing I was going to mention, was a great turnout tonight. Do you see that often when you have these programs in Illinois?
Yeah, really. I'm surprised for a voluntary program, the level of participation we get, it makes you proud to be a beef producer. It really does. And as someone that has their own cattle, it's a refreshing feeling to come and talk about beef quality assurance to an attentive audience. And they know they're here for the right reasons. And a lot of times when I give the presentation, I see a lot of producers nodding their head up and down. They're doing these practices already. They may pick up a few tips here and there to go back and implement on their farms. But a lot of these producers are taking part in this program because they know it's important to continue that educational process to produce that high-quality product.
Now, you're the coordinator for Illinois, but this is a program that is seen throughout the U.S., and is this also something that's part of the Beef Checkoff Fund as well?
Yeah, so this is a checkoff-funded program. At the national and state levels, there's backing from the industry to roll this program out and help producers partake in an educational program that allows them to learn a few things and still reaffirm their production practices and what they're doing on their farm every day.
Once they attend one of the meetings and take the quiz that was given at the end, how long does that certification last for, and how often are you having these meetings?
Yeah, the certification lasts for 3 years, and we do see some folks that come back to us before that just because they're interested in what's new. But Beef Quality Assurance, you come get certified, and your certification will be good for that 3-year period.
And just before we wrap up here, we talked about a lot of different topics tonight, but you said one thing that has been more of a trend recently is to watch where you're giving injections, and the trends change throughout the year. So anything you'd like producers to know about that?
Yeah, one of the big parts of beef quality assurance is locating your injections in the neck where there's less valuable cuts. We've even have drugs, antibiotics that are given to help animals overcome some disease that may be given in the base of the ear. So there's some soft tissue located right at the base of the ear. Obviously, there's not edible cuts there, and we're not utilizing that part of the animal for the food stream. So that's a good place if the drug is labeled that way. So, yes, we've seen a huge improvement in the beef industry in giving those treatments in the neck and then at the base of the ear in certain scenarios. And that's really helped get those products in any injection site irritation away from that valuable meat cut.
And as well, we talked about several other things, all things that farmers can learn about if they come to one of the meetings. And I assume these are open to any beef producer that would have an interest.
You bet. These are open to any cattleman or cattlewoman in the state of Illinois, and we would love to see them out at the next Beef Quality Assurance program.
And again, that was Travis Mateer, the Illinois Beef Quality Assurance Coordinator, and he also serves as a U of I Beef Extension Specialist. And we'll have more ag news for you after these messages. Looking at some national ag news, the House Ag Committee's long-awaited report on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP, was released yesterday and includes several areas in need of improvement, but there are no suggestions of gutting the program. House Ag Chairman, Texas Republican Mike Conaway, told Politico that the report highlights responses to the committee on how the SNAP program can more effectively fulfill its mission. The Wall Street Journal says the report called for an end to rules that discourage people from finding better paid work and also a reconsideration of banning sugary items, including soda. The USDA says sweetened beverages were the second most common food stamp purchase at an unidentified leading grocery chain in 2011. SNAP has expanded more than threefold from pre-recession levels to $74 billion last year, even as unemployment has fallen. More than 45 million people received food stamps last year, which was an average of $126 a month. The report was released to help guide the 2018 Farm Bill discussions in Congress. Continuing on the national ag news subject, a continuing resolution budget bill to keep the U.S. government funded through April includes language to provide the Department of Agriculture money for farm loans and summer feeding programs. The Further Continuing and Security Assistance Appropriations Act, which covers 11 of the 12 annual appropriations bills, will maintain government operations at a rate of just over $1 trillion through April 28th of next year. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on the bill today, with the Senate following suit on Friday, according to the Hagstrom Report. The farm loan language for the Ag Credit Insurance Fund program by the Farm Service Agency followed a request for the funding by farm groups. A coalition of farm groups sent a letter to appropriators that it was absolutely critical the Farm Service Agency has the resources needed to meet rising demand for farm loans. The bill also includes Ag Emergency Watershed and conservation funding. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.